Yeah, lots of people will be on boats this weekend. I don't know that we'll see a ton of swimming in the province. The weather's maybe not conducive to that. It's going to be a little more chilly than people would like. I mean, the water is so cold this time of the year as well. But I do know a number of people will be heading out to their cabin, heading out to the lake, maybe putting their boat in the water as well, which is why we've got a few different segments here in the next little bit talking about boats and boat safety. In fact, coming up at 11:30, that's what we'll talk about, is boat safety on the water, if you're in the water swimming, those types of things. But there's other elements, if you will, to safety when it comes to water, including properly cleaning your boat before and after hitting the water to prevent the spread of an aquatic invasive species. These invasive species can spread so easily through recreational activities like boating and fishing. They're very difficult sometimes to spot, so it's not always obvious that they're on the hull of your boat, for example. And they're also very difficult to eliminate once they've been established. They can cause millions of dollars in damage. This week actually happens to be Saskatchewan Aquatic Invasive Species Awareness Week. You remember we had a good chat with a biologist from the province last year. Well, we're going to do it again. I'm happy to have Jerry Geiger joining us. Jerry is team lead for the Aquatic Invasive Species Program through the Ministry of Environment. She's a biologist by training. She's a former conservation officer and now doing this work with invasive species. Jerry, we're happy to have you on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So when we talk about invasive species, first things first, does this pertain only, is it a worry only when you're going out of province? If you're putting your boat from one lake to a different lake in the province, is it a concern then?
No. So, you know, obviously within some, you know, nearby provinces and states, we have a number of species present that we are very concerned about, which, you know, increases the risk if you leave the province and, you know, might potentially bring something back with you. But I think one common, you know, misunderstanding with just species in general, too, is that any time you introduce something to an area where they aren't, you know, typically or historically found, there's the ability for there to be negative impacts. So, you know, even for things like crayfish, you know, even though we don't have invasive crayfish here in the province, we do have a number of species or watersheds, sorry, that don't historically have crayfish. And so, you know, moving species even within the province can be risky and have potential impacts. The other thing to think of is that, you know, sometimes, you know, for many species, we do regular monitoring to be, you know, on the lookout for species like zebra or quagga mussels or spiny water flea. But sometimes it takes some time for those things to show up as well within our monitoring. So the goal is always early detection. That gives us the best, you know, opportunity to potentially eradicate if that's an option, or at least contain a species if something does get here. But of course, you know, here, even within the province, while we've not detected anything like zebra or quagga mussels to date, you know, if we're still transporting standing water from water body to water body, even within Saskatchewan, we may be inadvertently transporting something we're not actually aware is even here yet. So That's why that, you know, clean, drain, dry best management practices or clean, drain, dry procedures are really important as a prevention tool as well, not just as a tool to respond and contain spread once something gets here. There really is a big prevention piece to it as well.
Jerry Geiger is my guest from the Ministry of Environment. So what are some of the invasive species? We know we talk a lot about zebra mussels, which we know our neighbors to the east, Manitoba, has a huge problem with them. What are some of the main ones that cause the most concern, Jerry?
Yeah, so, you know, zebra mussels are of course, really a huge concern to Saskatchewan and many of our western provinces that don't have them to date. You know, very similar species is quagga mussels, which, you know, has similar impact, but is able to inhabit much deeper and colder water. So, you know, that's a species of concern. There's a new, actually, bivalve, the golden mussel, that has shown up in California and is now on everybody's radar for potential spread northwards. And then, you know, common aquatic invasive plants that we're on the lookout for that are in some very, you know, nearby jurisdictions are things like curly-leaved pondweed, Eurasian water milfoil. We do have flowering rush, which is one prohibited invasive aquatic plant that we do have here in Saskatchewan in a couple of locations. There's a big population within the South Sask River system that has been coming downstream from Alberta, just kind of downward spread of that plant. So, you know, those are some of the more common, you know, plants and things like that that we're on the lookout
right.
for.
You've used the word impact a couple of times. What can the impact be if these species were to get into our province?
Yeah, so of course it really depends on the species itself. But, you know, one, I guess, key piece to what makes something invasive is that it has the ability to negatively impact either the environment, the economy and society, or potentially all three. So, you know, in the case of zebra mussels or quagga mussels, for example, one of the biggest impacts is impact to infrastructure because they have the ability to attach to, you know, essentially any surface that is flat and hard. And so when it comes to things like hydroelectric, you know, dams or drinking water intakes, those shells can very quickly clog intakes, which means, you know, either increased maintenance costs or increased, you know, replacement frequency for things like, you know, those water intakes or any kind of system like that.
Right.
As far as our docks too, they'll completely coat, you know, your docks, your boat lifts, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we see impact to things like, recreational property values, you know, so if you have a lakefront property and then you all of a sudden have an introduction of something like zebra or quagga mussels, historically those property values tend to decrease just because of, you know, changes in the water itself. So they're filter feeders. So they're filtering out the good phytoplankton and zooplankton that the fish are relying on for food. So it may change your, you know, your fish population in the water body. Your beaches may now have shells washing up on the sand that are quite sharp. So, you know, we're going to see a kind of a decrease in the area that we're able to use for recreation. So just in general, they tend to have impact to a number of different parts of our lives.
Impact can be big for sure. So we've only got about a minute or so left. Just quickly again, clean, drain, dry. Can you give me those guidelines again?
Sure. So for cleaning, we want to make sure you have nothing attached to your boat. You know, fragments of plants. Mud can carry things like eggs, you know, snail eggs or invertebrates that are hard to see. So we want to make sure everything is removed from the boat. You have nothing attached and nothing catching a ride. We want to make sure the watercraft and the equipment are drained. So anything that can carry water, this would be live wells, you know, the bilge has to be drained. So those drain plugs need to be removed anytime you're transporting watercraft by law. That's required to make sure that any standing water is draining out of your bilge. And then, of course, the dry piece. And this is really important, not just for the watercraft, but for any equipment that is used in the water as well. We want to make sure it's completely dry. Because even the smallest amount of water can be carrying not only the invasives, but potentially, you know, things like eggs or larval stage of things like zebra and quagga mussels. So.
Right. Jerry Geiger is my guest. Very quickly, is there a website or a place people can go to find out more information?
Sure. If you go to saskatchewan.ca and you search aquatic invasive species, there'll be a bunch of information there on not only the different species that are prohibited in Saskatchewan and some that we're concerned about, but also, you know, very specific instructions on how you can clean, drain, dry your watercraft, and a summary of some of the regulations as well that would apply to recreational boaters here in Saskatchewan.
Good stuff. This has been a great chat, Jerry. I appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Happy long weekend.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Jerry Geiger, team lead for the Aquatic Invasive Species Program. And again, Saskatchewan.ca will have all of the information that you would want to know on that. Well, we're going to stay at the lake in terms of themes coming up. John Mazkow is my next guest, Commanding Officer, Director of Operations for Amphibious Response Support Unit 1. And he's bringing with him canine Gustav, Saskatchewan's only active water rescue canine. Water safety continues to be our theme here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.